Your question intrigues me because I met Imam Khomeini not in person, but through his writings. And when the revolution occurred in February 1979, the movement known as Qibla, of which I'm a founder member, immediately endorsed it, unhesitatingly. So I'm not a newcomer to the revolution. I'm a newcomer with my physical presence here in Iran. And if I had affirmed and confirmed the revolution in the absence of any direct contact with it, I have reaffirmed it many times over in terms of meeting people who came to South Africa, who spoke to us about it through their literature, which enriched our lives. There's not a single library anywhere in the world that doesn't at least contain some books on the revolution. I only wish people would read it to understand it and then make contact with the reality. To say that I'm here, and if Imam Khomeini was alive, as Brother Mirani said, he is still alive, and I can affirm that. He is alive in the attitude of the people, their discipline, their morality, their tenacity. And if he was here in physical presence, I would have no option but to declare bay'ah to that imam. I've absolutely no reservations about that. And the fact that this revolution was exported, not in the sense in which you package a thing in order to go and sell it somewhere else. It was supposed to be exported by the Muslims who are dispersed all over the world, for them only to recognize this reality and say, we submit to the truth. And the sad thing is, they didn't do it. Today, with the whole Muslim world under attack by America, Britain, and the Allies, this is the result. And as one person from the Jordanian royal family, Prince Hussein, said, 70% of all the refugees in the world are Muslims. That makes us think that we have rejected the solution in 1979. Now we are crying for a solution and begging the Western world not to bomb a Muslim country, begging the Western world to put an end to the genocide in occupied Palestine. And yet Imam Khomeini had told us if every Muslim took a cup of water, they would drown the Zionist regime. And it's the fact that the cause of the oppression of the Muslim people is the greed of the imperialist and colonialist oppressors. They're after the riches of the Muslim world, the oil, the land, and of course the talented labor. But also the contributory factors to our oppression is, number one, our own lack of unified leadership. Not in Iran, I'm referring here to lack of leadership of the Muslim countries all over the world. And secondly, our disunity. And I want to say that unity in Islam is not a luxury, it's not just a necessity, it is a fard, both a fard kifaya as well as a fard ain. It's a personal obligation, and it is also a collective social obligation upon us to be united. If there's any Muslim in the world, anywhere on planet Earth, they must please tell me where in the Quran, in the Sunnah or the Ahadith, is there a justification for disunity amongst Muslims?